Esta es la lección 21 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation in an office in New York.
Mary, how was your trip to Philadelphia?
It went pretty well, and the meeting with our new client was very worthwhile.
That's good. Did you have time to see the city?
Not much. Next time I'd like to stay longer.
Listen again.
Mary, how was your trip to Philadelphia?
It went pretty well, and the meeting with our new client was very worthwhile.
That's good. Did you have time to see the city?
Not much. Next time I'd like to stay longer.
Usted pasa por la oficina de un colega. ¿Cómo le invita a que tome asiento, por favor?
Sit down, please. Another colleague is there, too. She says,
Justamente, hablábamos de mi viaje.
We were just talking about my trip.
Ask.
¿Su viaje a Boston?
Your trip to Boston?
¿Cómo estuvo?
How was it?
She answers.
Estuvo muy bien. Literalmente, fue muy bien.
It went very well. It went very well.
Tuve una reunión.
I had a meeting. Had. I had a meeting.
Con nuestro nuevo cliente.
With our new client.
En mi opinión.
In my opinion.
El viaje valió la pena.
The trip was worthwhile. Worthwhile. Was worthwhile. In my opinion, the trip was worthwhile.
Do you remember how to say
volar?
To fly. Fly.
Now try to ask.
¿Fue en avión a Boston? Literalmente, ¿voló a Boston?
Did you fly to Boston? Did fly. Did you fly to Boston?
She says.
Esta vez manejé. Primero diga, la próxima vez.
Next time. Time. Next time.
Now try to say.
Esta vez.
This time. This time.
Esta vez manejé.
Listen and repeat.
This time I drove. 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 I drove.
Say.
Manejé.
I drove.
Say.
Me gusta manejar.
I like to drive. I like to drive.
Esta vez, manejé.
This time I drove. I drove. This time I drove.
Say that driving takes a lot of time.
Driving takes a lot of time. Driving. Driving takes a lot of time.
She says,
Lo sé. Esta vez manejé.
I know. This time I drove.
Pero la próxima vez.
But next time.
How does she say that next time she'll fly?
Next time I'll fly. I'll fly. Next time I'll fly.
Manejar toma demasiado tiempo.
Driving takes too much time.
Now ask how the meeting was.
How was the meeting?
She answers,
Estuvo muy bien.
It went very well. It went very well.
En mi opinión.
In my opinion.
Valió la pena.
It was worthwhile. It was very worthwhile.
Poniendo atención en el orden de las palabras, diga, también tuve tiempo para visitar a mi sobrino.
I had time to visit my nephew, too. I had time to visit my nephew, too.
Boston es una ciudad interesante.
Boston's an interesting city.
La próxima vez, me gustaría quedarme más tiempo.
Next time, I'd like to stay longer. Stay longer.
Después del trabajo, usted visita a una conocida. ¿Cómo le pide que pase y que tome asiento, por favor?
Come in and sit down, please.
Listen.
How did you get here? Did you come by bus?
Answer.
No, manejé.
No, I drove. I drove.
Pero no fue fácil.
But it wasn't easy.
Tell her that it wasn't easy to find her house.
It wasn't easy to find your house.
Ahora, refiriéndose a una conversación con su esposo, ella dice, justamente hablábamos de México.
We were just talking about Mexico.
Mi sobrina y su novio.
My niece and her boyfriend. Boyfriend.
Están haciendo un viaje ahí.
Are taking a trip there. Taking a trip. My niece and her boyfriend are taking a trip there.
Say,
¿De veras? Ahora mismo.
Really? Right now.
Mi sobrino está haciendo un viaje.
My nephew is taking a trip.
Por Estados Unidos.
Through the United States. Through. Through the United States.
Ella pregunta con sorpresa, ¿él está haciendo un viaje?
He's taking a trip.
¿Por Estados Unidos?
Through the United States.
¿Por cuánto tiempo?
For how long?
Answer.
6 semanas.
6 weeks.
¿Son 6 semanas suficientes?
Is 6 weeks enough time? Is 6 weeks enough time?
Para ver Estados Unidos.
To see the United States.
You discuss their trip. Then your acquaintance asks,
¿cómo estuvo su viaje a San Francisco?
How was your trip to San Francisco?
¿Valió la pena?
Was it worthwhile?
Say,
sí, estuvo muy bien.
Yes, it went very well.
Tuve una reunión larga.
I had a long meeting
con nuestro nuevo cliente.
With our new client.
Valió la pena.
It was worthwhile. It was very worthwhile.
Say,
tuvimos.
We had.
Ahora, con esas mismas palabras, trate de decir, cenamos.
We had dinner.
En un muy buen restaurante mexicano.
At a very good Mexican restaurant.
San Francisco tiene un gran parque muy conocido, que es el Golden Gate Park. Refiriéndose a él, ella pregunta, ¿tuvo tiempo para ver el parque?
Did you have time to see the park? Did you have time to see the park?
Say.
No, esta vez.
No, this time.
Say that this time you didn't have much time.
This time, I didn't have much time.
Say that next time you'd like to stay longer.
Next time, I'd like to stay longer.
Ahora, su conocida dice en tono de pregunta, ¿usted manejó aquí?
You drove here?
Ella quiere saber si usted vino por carretera. Carretera.
Listen and repeat.
Highway. Way. High. High. Highway.
¿Usted vino por carretera?
Listen and repeat again.
Did you take the highway? The highway. Did take. Did you take? Did you take the highway?
Ask.
¿Vino por carretera? Literalmente, ¿tomó usted la carretera?
Did you take the highway?
Vine por carretera. Escuche y repita la parte que significa vine por.
I took. 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 I took.
Try to say.
Vine por carretera.
I took the highway. I took the highway.
¿Cómo pregunta ella si usted vino por carretera?
Did you take the highway? Did you take the highway?
Sí, vine por carretera.
Yes, I took the highway. I took the highway.
Pero había mucho tráfico. Primero, tráfico.
Listen and repeat.
Traffic. Traffic. A lot of traffic.
Now try to say.
Había mucho tráfico.
There was a lot of traffic.
Diga que había mucho tráfico hoy.
There was a lot of traffic today.
You want to say,
me gusta manejar cuando no hay mucho tráfico.
Listen.
I like to drive when there isn't much traffic.
Usando
much,
diga, no hay mucho tráfico.
There isn't much traffic. There isn't much traffic.
Usted también pudo haber dicho,
there isn't a lot of traffic,
pero
much
es más común en forma negativa. Diga de nuevo que no hay mucho tráfico.
There isn't much traffic.
How do you ask?
¿Cuándo?
When? When?
Now say,
me gusta manejar.
I like to drive.
Try to say,
cuando no hay mucho tráfico.
When there isn't much traffic. When? When there isn't much traffic. I like to drive when there isn't much traffic.
Say,
hoy viene por carretera.
Today I took the highway. Today I took the highway.
Try to say.
Pero había demasiado tráfico.
But there was too much traffic. Too much traffic.
How does she say that there's always a lot of traffic?
There's always a lot of traffic.
Especialmente a las cinco. Especialmente.
Listen and repeat.
Especially. Lee. Shul. Shali. Special. Especially. S. Especially. Especially.
try to say.
Especialmente a las 5.
Especially at 5 o'clock. Especially at 5 o'clock.
Siempre hay mucho tráfico.
There's always a lot of traffic.
Especialmente a las 5.
Especially at 5 o'clock.
Say,
me gusta manejar.
I like to drive.
Cuando no hay mucho tráfico.
When there isn't much traffic. When there isn't much traffic.
Ahora mismo hay mucho tráfico.
Right now, there's a lot of traffic.
Now, here's how to say
límite de velocidad.
Listen and repeat.
Speed limit. 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 Speed. Speed. Speed limit.
Your acquaintance asks,
¿cuál es el límite de velocidad? Literalmente, ¿qué es el límite de velocidad?
What is the speed limit? What's the speed limit?
¿En México?
In Mexico.
Do you remember how to say?
$2 por galón.
$2 per gallon. Per gallon.
Now try to say
por hora.
Per hour. Hour. Per hour.
Now try
60 millas por hora.
60 miles per hour.
Say,
en México, el límite de velocidad.
In Mexico, the speed limit. The speed limit.
Es de 60 millas por hora. De se omite.
Is 60 miles per hour.
Claro está que en México usamos kilómetros, no millas. Pero dígale a su conocido, el límite de velocidad es de 60 millas por hora.
The speed limit is 60 miles per hour.
Say that the speed limit is 60 miles per hour on the highway.
The speed limit is 60 miles per hour on the highway. On the highway. The speed limit is 60 miles per hour on the highway.
Say,
algunos mexicanos manejan rápido.
Some Mexicans drive fast.
Especialmente en las carreteras. Literalmente, la carretera.
Especially on the highway. On the highway. especially on the highway.
Ahora, usando
in,
diga, pero en la ciudad.
But in the city. In the city.
El límite de velocidad es como de 15 millas por hora.
The speed limit is about 15 miles per hour.
Escuche y repita estas dos frases.
On the highway. In the city.
Say.
En las carreteras, los mexicanos manejan rápido.
On the highway, Mexicans drive fast. On the highway, Mexicans drive fast.
En la ciudad, manejan más despacio.
In the city, they drive more slowly.
Un poco más despacio.
A little more slowly.
Now you're talking with a friend. She says,
mi hija y su novio.
My daughter and her boyfriend.
Están haciendo un viaje por Canadá.
Are taking a trip through Canada.
Estarán en Montreal este fin de semana.
They'll be in Montreal this weekend.
A mi hija le gusta mucho Canadá.
My daughter likes Canada very much.
Especialmente en verano.
Especially in the summer.
El verano pasado.
Last summer.
Try to say.
Ella tomó el tren a Vancouver.
Vancouver.
She took the train to Vancouver. 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 She took the train. She took the train to Vancouver.
Esta vez quiere manejar.
This time she wants to drive.
Y quiere quedarse ahí más tiempo.
And she wants to stay there longer.
Le gusta manejar.
She likes to drive.
Cuando hace buen tiempo. Literalmente, cuando el tiempo es agradable.
When the weather's nice. She likes to drive when the weather's nice.
Say,
hace unos años.
A few years ago,
manejé de Boston a San Francisco.
I drove from Boston to San Francisco.
That's a long trip.
Este es el final de la lección 21. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.